Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
3-1, Sabres victorious over the Pittsburgh Penguins on a nice afternoon here downtown Buffalo. We welcome you to the press box and the post game. Sabres getting goals from Victor Olofsson, Tage Thompson, and Jack Quinn. And former Sabre Drake Kujula on the board for the Penguins in a 3-1 win, a strong outing for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who made 32 saves and almost got the shutout. Pittsburgh scoring with just a minute 36 left in the game. These two teams will meet again next Friday in the preseason finale. Buffalo, though, with one more preseason game before that, their final home preseason game. That'll be on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We'll be heading down to the locker room in just a moment to get reaction from the players and Paul Hamilton. We'll also have Don Granato and his postgame comments, but let's get some highlights in here, and we'll start going right into the middle of the second period and to the 12-14 mark, and it's Victor Olofsson getting Buffalo on the board with a big blast on a one-timer set up by Dylan Cousins.
Preds top of the circle, left side, gets it back from Joakim Harju. Now Zahorn is out of the box, one-timer scores from the far circle. A familiar shot from number 71, and Victor Olofsson opens the scoring in this game.
Olofsson from Cousins and Krebs on a 6-on-5 delayed call, 1-0 Buffalo. Later in the second, a beautiful wrister from Tage Thompson puts Buffalo up by 2.
Turnover at the Sabres bench, walking in with a shot, and that one, Tage Thompson. Might have broken the red light, that thing was such a dart. 2-0 Buffalo.
Yeah, that was a rifle high corner late in the second. It's the game winner, and boy, a bullet shot from Thompson. It's our play of the game today, brought to you by NOCO, delivering comfort to homes and businesses since 1933. So 2-0 Sabres heading to the third. The only thing left late was would UPL keep the shutout. Unfortunately for his sake, the former Sabre Drake Kujula backhands a goal in with a minute 36 to go. That made it 2-1, but the Sabres take the interest out of the result. Late in the final minute, Jack Quinn into the empty net.
Olofsson for Thompson in a 2-on-1 with an empty net. He sends it off, and it's an empty net. Easy finish for Quinn. And the Sabres, with 22, fittingly, 0.3 seconds left.
Jack Quinn from Thompson and Olofsson, a 3-1 score, and that's where we end today's game. Buffalo 3, Pittsburgh 1. The Sabres improve to 3-1. On the preseason schedule. And let's get some live locker room reaction. Down to the room, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, live with Paul Hamilton.
Brian, we do have him in a second, but he's going to take his pad off, so just give me one and his skate. So I'm going to throw it back to you, and we'll be right with him when he gets his skates off.
Sounds great, Paul. Luukkonen, over the course of the game, faced 33 shots and made 32 saves. He was named the first star of this game today, so we'll go ahead and call Luukkonen the electric player of the game, brought to you by Town BMW. For an electrifying performance, check out Town's BMW's lineup of EVs. Back down to Paul with UPL.
Thanks, Brian. Ukko, a good game for you. It looks like you've made a lot of improvements over the summertime. What kind of things were you working on?
A lot of skating, a lot of speed. I got a new goalie coach. We have a new like thing going on in Finland, and focusing on skating pretty much, and kind of just working on some details and sticking to those, and we felt good today, so it seems to be working.
Kevin told us that for you this year it's about starts. What was just kind of the message they've relayed to you about your role this season, where you'll go with it?
Well, you know, it's as he said, it's about the starts and becoming a better goalie, but I think, you know, most of all, it's just like, especially in the camp, kind of like just focus on every day and, give your best every day. And that's about, all you can do. So I think that's right now, that's the biggest thing.
Was it helpful that he called you after they signed Eric and at least explained the decision to you and let you know that they still feel, think very highly of you as a goalie?
Well, yeah, for sure. It helps kind of, that's the side you can't do anything about. So. Of course, that's business and the part of hockey. So, I know you have to be really good. It doesn't matter who's in the organization. So, of course, it helps. Get the call from Kevin. I appreciated that. So, that of course helps.
Watching you today, it looked like you were really fighting. Doing a good job of fighting for your space. Like if you were screened, you were seeing it. You were getting to a place where you could see the puck. Is that something too that you've worked on?
Yeah, and that's kind of something that's been building on last 3 years when I've been in the U.S. playing in Rochester or here. You kind of realize how important it is to see the puck all the time. It doesn't matter. You need to see the shot because there can be a rebound or a bounce somewhere. So that's been kind of something I worked on. And I think that's one of the things that I improved from the Washington game too, and we talked with Belsey after the game there, so I'm happy that, I could see that in the game.
How much did that shootout in Washington really, really just make you feel good about the way that ended there?
Of course, builds confidence, it's a one-on-one situation, so, you always want to do well in those, and seems to be paying off in those shootouts with JJ at the end of the practice, so it's good.
Thanks, Uko Pekka Luukkonen. Brian, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Paul. Luukkonen, as I mentioned, first star, 32 saves today. The other stars, Tage Thompson, star number two, he had a goal and an assist. And Victor Olofsson, star number one. Okay, let's go down to the room again. Tage Thompson now is live with Paul.
Actually, we're with Jack Quinn. And Jack, so far so good. It looks like even in Columbus, once you guys got your legs, you guys skated for the last two periods. You got a good opportunity today on your line. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel good. I think, again, a bit of a slow start, but once I found my legs and we found our legs as a team, we were pretty good. So, yeah, things are going well.
In Columbus, you looked like probably one of the better Sabres that day. What was going well for you as that game went on?
I think I just had a bit of my swagger. And was feeling good about my game, so I was making plays and stuff.
You guys had a lot of chances on the power play today. You had a lot of zone time, a lot of shots. I mean, even though the puck may not have been going in that easily, what was your thought on how the power play did in this one?
Yeah, I thought we were pretty good, actually. Like you said, wasn't really going in, but we had a ton of chances, and we were having a lot of fun out there moving it around. So I think on a different night, if we played the same way, we'd see a lot more going.
We'll start with Tage. How is it to play with him? Is it easy? How do you look at it to get on a line with him, and do you have any opportunity to play with him?
Yeah, it's really cool. He's obviously such a great player and easy to play with. He makes others better. So he makes me better as a player, and I think, like I said, we had a bit of a slow start, kind of getting our legs under us and adjusted, but we thought we picked it up pretty good as the game went on.
Do you have a preference if you're on the left side or right side?
I like the left a little better, I think, but I like playing both. I can play either.
You had a first-hand look, obviously, last year at Luukkonen, but when he's on his game like today, what's it like being in front of him?
It's fun. It's he's obviously a really special goalie, and he was on his game today, and it makes it pretty easy on us up in front of him.
Do you get the sense right from the start of the game sometimes when he's really on? I mean, his position was good today. He was attacking the puck. I mean, he just sensed right away he was really going to be sharp.
Yeah, for sure. I think like all great goalies and great players, you can kind of sense when they're on, and kind of had that vibe today for sure.
Jack, when you look at it, you came up and played two games last year, scored a goal, played very well, and then you got injured. I think for sure you would have played more games had you not gotten injured. How did you handle that, and did that help you, though, to play those two games as you enter this season?
Yeah, first off, I think the two games helped me a lot coming into this year, just knowing what to expect and stuff. And in terms of the injury, it was obviously frustrating at the time, but just how it goes. Kind of, it was a bit of adversity, and just had to battle through it and try to be a better player at the end of it.
Thank you, Jack. Jack Quinn on the post game. Brian, back to you.
You, Jack Quinn, getting the empty net goal. He led the Sabres today in shots. He had 5, and as you heard the question about the power play there too, Quinn involved there at some time. So Quinn with 5 shots, and Tage Thompson also with 5 shots along the way. Both of them part of the goal scoring in the 3-1 victory. Stats of the game brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet. We're with you for the extra mile. 3-1 Sabres is the score. At this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our affiliate stations. We will talk to you Tuesday night at 7 o'clock with the Hurricanes in town taking on the Buffalo Sabres. And for all of you on our flagship on WGR, we'll have another segment of the postgame. Don Granato still to come as we wrap things up here from KeyBank Center. 3-1, Sabres with us here. Sabres win it over the Pittsburgh Penguins. We'll have Don Granato next and more from KeyBank Center. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Puck stays in the near corner. Up to the hash marks and back to the point. Shot in front. Here's a chance. Oh. UPL with a great save on Hollander. All alone in front of the net. The big man got down.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call, and you know it was a good save because Rob gave the in the middle of it there. Yeah, that was a good that was a nice save. Our save of the game from Uka Pekka Luukkonen, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. New inventory is arriving daily. We welcome you back here to the press box at KeyBank Center, now empty after what was announced as a crowd of 10,908. Saw the Sabres beat the Penguins by a score of 3-1. So one more preseason game here Tuesday night against Carolina, and then the Sabres will finish off against this Pittsburgh team again in PA on Friday at both those games, 7 o'clock. We'll have them for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. And then it's regular season time. Buffalo opening up their portion of the regular season at home for the first 2 games. They will be at home on opening night a week from next Thursday against the Ottawa Senators on October 13th. Then they will host the Florida Panthers on the Saturday on the 15th at 1 p.m. So the first 2 at home. And then 4 games out west. The Alberta trip, which now includes a meeting with Seattle as well. So Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, and Seattle in that order. So that's the first 6 games for the Sabres. And then they come home for 3 more to close out the month of October, all at home, with Montreal, Chicago, and Detroit. So, yeah, the regular season will be here before you know it as we turn the page into October today, now just 12 days away from the ones that count in the standings for real. And that Ottawa game is interesting. The Senators made a lot of moves during the offseason. I know the intrigue about what they're up to this year is going to be high. We know Sabre fans here locally very intrigued for what I think is probably the most build-up and excitement from fans for a Sabres start of the regular season, probably since the year that Jack Eichel was drafted and he made his rookie debut. So it's been a while. You know, you get reminded of the Sabres playoff drought from time to time, and one of those times was last night, the Seattle Mariners making the playoffs, ending the longest streak in baseball. Okay, down to the room now. Don Granato speaking live.
Pekka Luukkonen really, it looked like he's worked on a lot of different things to me, and I'm not a goalie coach. He looks like a different goalie. How are you guys looking at him?
I think he's a different, physically he's different. He leaned down, he trained a little different. It looks like, he's maybe more fit for the position or increased his fitness in positionally. And he's able to move through practice with a higher workload and move through a game with a higher workload. He holds his positions better, and And we saw that through the duration of the game today.
What does it tell you that, you know, after the Connery signing, with Craig coming back, it would have been easy for somebody in that particular situation's development to be frustrated? But instead, he obviously worked this summer and came in. He's had a really good camp.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, I say it to players all the time, you can be frustrated, don't play frustrated. Don't, you know, so he you know, I think all these guys, they go through various frustrations in their careers and games and practice situations, whatever it is, but just plow through it and make sure you get your job done. And Upi definitely put the work in this summer. He looked great from day one, and it was nice to see him have a very good performance today.
The stat sheet says you went 0-for-6 on the power play, but does it even remotely feel like an 0-for-6 day given the amount of zone time?
Keep them hungry, Mike. Keep them hungry. Yeah, no, they did a lot of nice things, but it's preseason. You can tell these guys don't feel quite the polish of their game, and that's what the preseason's all about is putting them in those situations for repetitions that, you know, that those fine skills that are needed, you know, are honed and lots of good execution, but just that fine last little bit wasn't there. And I think both goaltenders were sharper than the shooters tonight. Jari was real good, and obviously Upi was really good. They were probably on their game more so than the shooters tonight.
How important was it that you guys let him know you still believe in him? I think Kevin called him right away after Eric signed.
That's extremely important that these guys know we believe in him. And you know, that's a great segue to what's happening here today as Rochester opens up their camp and we're going to have to start paring down. I can tell you that the guys that we have signed and brought into this camp, it's all about winning at this level, and I think all of the guys that we've seen through camp at some point or another through their career are going to have a chance to help us win games. You know, there's been a lot of growth that we've seen in guys that are familiar names, and Quinn and Paterka and UPL, who we mentioned. But that was one thing we look for in camp when we're evaluating at this level. Can these guys help us win? And I was very happy to see that, the drive in each one of these guys through camp as we, you know, have to reduce our numbers, that these guys are in our organization and they're on a track to continue to improve.
Is Uko doing a better job of fighting for his ice when there's traffic around him and fighting for his ice so, you know, he can see that shot coming?
He is, and I think that has to do with greater confidence, increased confidence, greater self-expectation. I think that was one thing we looked at last year with getting him games last year was to develop that hindsight even when he went into an off-season of training. What is he training for? Was he challenged with? He had some success last year, but he also, there was enough there to say, I need to get better too. And I think, you know, he internalized that well, and, we're seeing that growth.
You're going to obviously break down into one group now. I mean, how much is Monday almost a different start to camp where you really start to hone in?
It is different. Monday's a much different day for camp. As I mentioned to you guys, you sort of let the players play from the coaching standpoint early on through camp until they, you know, start feeling better and better and stronger. And, you know, even this morning's practice was much harder than it had been earlier in camp, and that will continue to ramp up.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, that is Sabres head coach Don Granato following a 3-1 Buffalo victory. Good news there. No injuries to report. Also from the coach, our injury report brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' compensation and personal injury attorneys, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Yes, so you heard the questions there toward the end. The Sabres going to make some roster moves, and what does it all mean? Well, for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, I'm going to guess still that I would say it's a safe bet that he starts the season as the Amerks goaltender. He and Malcolm Subban, I think, is maybe the two that end up going there. And we see Craig Anderson and Eric Comrie here in Buffalo. I was talking with Marty Baron about this last week of just, you know, how does he see the game break down in terms of the number of games played? And he had said, you know, Anderson maybe in the 20 to 30 game range. And then, you know, Comrie getting the rest. But he also says he thinks there'll be a plan for Luukkonen to get games too, even necessarily if there's not an injury necessarily to these goalies. So whether Kevin Adams and Don Granato together say, look, this is the plan for Luukkonen barring injury, you know, maybe it's tough to even set it out for the entire season because you never know what can happen with injury. But the plan is for Luukkonen to play games. And for me, that's the way of saying, look, you're going to play essentially every night in Rochester as long as you're physically able to do so. And if the timing works out where maybe the Americans are off for 5-6 day span, which happens from time to time in the AHL, and maybe Eric Comrie needs a break or, you know, one of the goalies up here are a little sore, then maybe Luukkonen gets called up to play a game here and there along the way. So, I like what Paul Hamilton said, though, too. He said, look, wouldn't you want to know about Luukkonen this year because of the two college kids that might be a part of the equation next year? Like, also, he had said, too, plus, don't you think the Sabres want to be a playoff team? Don't you want to have that answer about Luukkonen going into next season? If there are questions maybe about Comrie, you know, Craig Anderson likely maybe not going to be part of the story for another year beyond next year. So lots of different ideas here on what to do with the Sabres goaltending situation, which is very obviously layered at the moment. Okay, Paul Hamilton down in the Sabres media room. Paul, Luukkonen impressive today. He obviously was the storyline of a lot of questions there with Coach Granato.
But it's the way he was impressive. I mean, I could at least see the improvement, and I'm not a goalie coach, as I said when I asked Don Granato some questions, but to me it looked like he was fighting for his ice, you know, where, all right, there's traffic in front, but he got out, was usually on his angle very well, and really gave a lot of the Penguins nothing to shoot at, but he had to fight to get out to that angle. I mean, their bodies, you know how it is in front of that. There's bodies there. You got to fight through those bodies and then fight to see pucks. Because how do you score goals in the NHL? Well, you get traffic around the net. You have players around the net, and that's how dirty goals are scored, is being around the net. And I thought he was able to be around the net and to, you know, see through that, you know, be in position and also to be able to fight through those screens where he could actually see those shots. And that's something to me, at least for this game, that was a huge improvement from what I'd seen last year.
So Luukkonen, impressive, but that probably doesn't change the story for kind of the plan to start the year, right? You would expect that he's going to be with the Amerks and play as much as physically possible, right?
I would think so, and you may not even see him for the rest of the year, or rest of the preseason, I'm sorry, because I would think, and this is my prediction, it's not something that Don Granato has said, but I would think Anderson's going to play one more game and Comrie's going to play one more game, then you're out of preseason games. Now, Anderson's might be a split, but if it is, I would think, again, it would be Subban, since he's only played a half a game. So, you know, he might get the other half of the game if Anderson only wants a half a game, whichever game he might play in. So that's what my thinking in my mind will happen, that Anderson and Comrie would get the last two starts.
3-1 Buffalo over Pittsburgh. We're with Paul Hamilton here on the post game as the Sabres win their third of four preseason games. Paul, what got them the win here was two really nice goals from two goal scorers on this team, and their shots of what they're known for were on display here. Olofsson, the one-timer in an odd man situation, and Thompson with the rifle, kind of the pickpocket corner wrister there. We're going to need to see a lot more of what those two can do with the puck like that if the Sabres are going to be a playoff team this year.
Yeah, I thought Jari had a nice game. I mean, he's got no chance on Olofsson's shot. That comes across and into the circle, a one-timer. And with the velocity he shoots it, I mean, he just absolutely has no chance on that one. The other one, again, you know how Tage can tee it up coming through, although I would think Jari would say, well, I should be on a better angle there where I give him nothing to shoot at. You know, it's going to be tough if he gives him that corner to get over there and make that shot, make that save because of how hard he shoots it. But I would think he would think to himself, you know what, I should have that because I should have been, you know, at a better angle where he's got nothing.
Yeah. All right, Paul, let's finish up with just the schedule there. We heard the question asked about the roster changes. Are there any sort of deadlines for this, or what are you expecting in terms of the timing of how this plays out?
Not deadlines, but I would think tonight or tomorrow we will see, because Amerk training camp is starting, so I would think some guys, not all, I would not expect Quinn or Paterka to be on that list, even if they're thinking one might be in Rochester. Savoy was going to get another game. This might be it. He might be on his way back to junior after this. I don't think all of them will go back, but I think a good portion of guys who are going to be on that team will be on their way either probably tonight or tomorrow.
Paul, great work as always today. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow, and we'll see you here Tuesday night for the Hurricanes.
I will be here. Take care.
Okay. Paul Hamilton, thank you. Sabres victorious by a 3-1 score. And as we said, our next broadcast will be Tuesday night, preseason game number 5 of 6, as Carolina is in town. 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray will be along the way as well with the play-by-play. And then one more road game in Pittsburgh, and then the regular season comes on October 13th with the Ottawa Senators here at KeyBank Center. All right, we have just moved past 4 o'clock, and with that, we're going to say goodbye to you here from downtown Buffalo and put a wrap here on our post-game show. Want to thank our crew, Corey Griswold, our network producer back in our Amherst studios. Corey, thank you very much. Our engineers, Tom Maddy and Lucas Buckley, thank you, gentlemen, for your work today. Our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy, Rob Ray. And for Pat Malacaro and Paul Hamilton, I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. Final again, Buffalo 3, Pittsburgh 1. We'll talk to you here Tuesday night as the preseason continues with Buffalo and Carolina right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.